듣기 말하기 모의고사 실전 모의고사 21회 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Attention travelers, we regret to inform you that because of a security situation, Terminal D is temporarily closed. If you're scheduled to board a flight in Terminal D, please report to an airline counter for further information. We would once again like to remind travelers to keep all baggage, including your children's, under your control at all times, and notify the nearest security or airline official of any suspicious activity or unattended luggage. We apologize to all airport users for this inconvenience, but we're doing our best to make airline travel safer during these tense times.
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sylvia, I heard you're going to travel to India next week.
Yes, going to India is one of my bucket lists. I can't wait to go there.
Who are you traveling with? Your friends?
No, I'm going to travel alone.
Really? Is it okay? I've seen lots of news saying it's dangerous for a woman to travel to India alone.
I know, but I think traveling alone is the best way to focus on myself.
Do you really think so? I've never traveled alone.
Yes, I traveled to Europe with my friends 2 years ago. I had a great time with them, but there were many things I wanted to do but didn't.
I see what you mean. When you travel alone, you don't need to wait for or argue with someone.
Exactly. I think traveling at my own pace is most important. Then I can get to know myself better.
I envy you. It seems like I'll feel lonely and scared if I travel alone.
I recommend you go on a trip by yourself, even for a short time. Then you'll know better what I'm saying.
3번 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Hello, Ms. Brown? I've checked your message just now.
Oh, hello, Mr. Jackson. Josh is okay now. He's got a bump on his forehead, though.
Doesn't his injury need stitches? You said he was bleeding.
Luckily, the cut didn't look that deep, so I put a Band-Aid on it.
Can you tell me what happened?
It seems that Josh had an argument with Marie during playtime. Marie said she threw a toy car at Josh, but he pushed her first.
I know my son. He couldn't have done that. Let me talk to her parents.
Mr. Brown, I understand you're very upset. But as you know, this sort of thing happens quite often between kids in nursery school.
But throwing things at other kids is very dangerous. What if he had hit him in the eye?
You're right. I feel like I am partially to blame. I'll keep a closer eye on the kids from now on.
Well, I think I need to see him for myself. I'm coming to the school right away.
4번 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Jessica, would you take a look at the second draft of the science fair poster?
Sure. Wasn't the picture of students doing the experiment at the top, next to the school name?
In the first draft, yes, but it looked crowded, so I took it out. Instead, I put the laboratory flask in the bottom right corner.
Good. Wouldn't it be better to add a picture of a microscope next to it?
A microscope? That's a good idea.
It feels like the title stands out better than it did before.
I increased the size of the title and moved it to the center. What do you think?
Good job. Oh, you added a hand.
Yes, and I have it on the left, pointing at the title, on a diagonal.
It really stands out.
And, as you asked, I put the date and location of the event under the title.
It looks better than the first draft.
Honey,
the shopping is making me so tired. How about sitting here and taking a rest?
Good idea. As a matter of fact, I'm tired too.
Have we bought everything we need?
I think so. Let's have some coffee before going home.
Okay, let me go get some coffee.
I'll do that, honey. Instead, there's something else you can do.
What is it? Do we need to exchange something that we bought today?
No, I'm quite satisfied with our purchases. Could you go to the fifth floor and pick up a bonus gift?
A bonus gift? What bonus gift do you mean?
They are giving out free detergent for spending over $100.
Great! Do I have to show our receipts to get it?
Yes, here they are. While you're doing that, I'll get us some coffee.
6번 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, may I help you?
I'd like to buy some bread.
Sure. What kind of bread do you prefer?
I heard the garlic bread in this bakery is excellent.
Yes, it is. There are two sizes, large and small.
How much are they?
A large loaf of garlic bread is $1.50, and a small loaf is $1. How many do you want?
I'd like to buy two large ones and three small ones.
Two large and three small. All right.
How much of a discount do you offer if I have a membership card?
With a membership card, we offer you a 20% discount.
Here's my card.
Thanks a lot. And do you want a paper or plastic bag?
Put them in a paper bag, please.
7번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 해외여행을 갈 수 없는 이유를 거르시오.
It's finally a golden week next week.
What do you mean by golden week?
It means there's a long weekend. We have the whole weekend plus an extra day off.
Oh yeah, let's do something fun.
What do you suggest?
Let's go abroad. I'm interested in visiting China. I want to feel its vastness. I also want to visit the place where the last emperor was filmed.
Do you really want to go abroad?
Yes, I do. What about you?
Frankly speaking, I think we should stay in Korea. There isn't enough time to schedule a trip abroad.
All right, let's go to Jeju Island. There'll be plenty of time for us to fully enjoy every part of the island.
I agree. Let's make the reservations.
8번 대화를 듣고 시카고 전출에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Honey, do you think I should accept the transfer to Chicago?
Well, the cost of living there is so high.
The company will double my salary if I take the position.
That's encouraging. What about my job, though?
There'll be plenty of opportunities for you there.
Is there a restaurant that'll want me?
Don't worry, you're a good chef. You'll get a job easily.
Well, there's still the kids' schooling to consider.
I think we can find a good school for Julie and Dan.
But changing schools is always hard for kids.
Well, I don't think they'll have difficulty finding new friends. Both of them are very sociable and outgoing.
It might be hard for all of us to adapt to a new environment, though.
9번 유스 쿠킹 캠프에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Do your kids love helping you make dinner at home? Do they need something to entertain them this summer? Our youth cooking camp is the perfect summer activity. This 3-day camp will teach them the basics of cooking, as well as some special chef-created recipes. Classes will have a different theme for each session, and each will run for 2 hours in the morning. The first session will be Italian-themed. Kids under the age of 15 can join. You can sign up for each class individually. Or if you want to participate in all three, you can call the cooking school and get a discounted price. For more information, call 928-2635.
10번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 예약할 방갈로를 고르시오.
Danny, I heard that Green Lodge has beautiful bungalows. What about staying there during our family trip with our parents? Here's the leaflet.
Good idea. Can I take a look? They say that the lake view from the lodge is great.
Okay, let's book one with a lake view. How large of a bungalow do we need?
There are 4 of us, but don't forget that we've invited Aunt Linda. We need a bungalow that can accommodate the 5 of us.
That leaves 2 options to choose from.
Right. I'd prefer the bungalow with 2 bathrooms. How about you?
Well, it's more expensive. There's a $70 difference between them.
But our parents will feel more comfortable if they can use their own bathroom. It's our first family trip since I got a job, so I'll pay the difference.
All right, let's go for the one with 2 bathrooms.
11번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I haven't seen the sun for 2 weeks.
The weather has been pretty terrible recently.
I'm really hoping the weather will get better soon.
12번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Has anyone arranged for Mr. Lauren to be met at the airport?
No, not yet. In fact, I was kind of wondering if you might be able to go down there and meet him yourself.
Sorry, Jack. I'd love to help, but I'm going to be tied up in meetings until at least 5 o'clock.
13번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
That man at the snack bar got really annoyed with me just now.
Yes, I could see him criticizing you. What was his reason?
I wanted to get drinks for us, and he said I had cut in line.
You did? That's why you didn't wait that long.
But people weren't standing in a line at the snack bar.
That's true, but there actually is still a line in the sense that the rule is first come, first served.
You mean I wait my turn even though there is no lineup?
Right. The man watched you order and knew he should have been served first.
Where I come from, people line up properly.
Not here. So it's best to follow the local rules if you want to avoid such unpleasantness.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
It's stuffy in here. Let me open the window.
Wait a minute, Dad. Ultra-fine dust alerts were issued today. It's not a good idea to let the outside air in.
Jane, I meant opening the window just for a while, not for all day long.
But won't it also be bad for our health?
Well, the quality of the inside air sometimes gets worse than outside if we don't let the air out.
Really? Then how about opening the window at night?
I'm afraid that's not a good idea. There are more pollutants outside at night than in the daytime.
Oh, I didn't know that. Let's open the window now, then.
All right, let me do it.
How about going out to eat pork belly for dinner? Koreans believe that eating pork belly is good for getting rid of ultrafine dust in the body.
That's not right. It's a kind of misconception. The fatty acid in pork belly actually holds ultrafine dust in the body.
I see. Then do you know how to get rid of dust from the body?
Julia
is reading the Sunday newspaper, and she sees an advertisement for a bookcase, which reminds her she should buy a bookcase for her son's room. Tommy's room is messy with piles of books on the floor because there's no place for them. The bookcase in the ad has three shelves, but she wants a bigger size. She calls the furniture shop and asks if the bookcase in the ad comes in a bigger size. The clerk says that there's a taller bookcase with four shelves, but they only have one of those in stock right now. Julia wants to buy that bookcase and decides to go to the furniture shop right away. She's afraid that the bookcase might be sold before she arrives at the shop, so she wants to ask the clerk not to sell it before she gets there. In this situation, what would she most likely say?
When was the last time you read a book? If you're one of countless people who don't make a habit of reading regularly, you might be missing out on a significant number of benefits of reading. What can reading do for you? First, reading can foster knowledge acquisition. Everything you read fills your head with new bits of information. The more knowledge you have, the better equipped you are to tackle any challenge you'll ever face. Second, reading can help in stress reduction. No matter how much stress you have in daily life, it all just slips away when you lose yourself in a great story. Third, you can't talk about reading without mentioning vocabulary expansion. The more you read, the more words you gain. The words will inevitably make their way into your everyday vocabulary. Last but not least, reading can lead to improved concentration. When you read a book, all of your attention is focused on the story. Try reading for 15 to 20 minutes before work, and you'll be surprised at how much more focused you are once you get to the office.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
When was the last time you read a book? If you're one of countless people who don't make a habit of reading regularly, you might be missing out on a significant number of benefits of reading. What can reading do for you? First, reading can foster knowledge acquisition. Everything you read fills your head with new bits of information. The more knowledge you have, the better equipped you are to tackle any challenge you'll ever face. Second, reading can help in stress reduction. No matter how much stress you have in daily life, it all just slips away when you lose yourself in a great story. Third, you can't talk about reading without mentioning vocabulary expansion. The more you read, the more words you gain. The words will inevitably make their way into your everyday vocabulary. Last but not least, reading can lead to improved concentration. When you read a book, all of your attention is focused on the story. Try reading for 15 to 20 minutes before work, And you'll be surprised at how much more focused you are once you get to the office.
16번. 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급되지 않은 것은?